Thank you very much. We'll come again,
said Paul. Paul and I left Mr. Stone's house and walked home.
Well, I think we've learned a lesson,
Paul said.
We must remember that many people in this world are suffering. Many people have problems. And if they act in strange ways, there are reasons. There isn't an alien behind every bush. There's a person, just like you and me. And maybe this person needs friendship and a helping hand.
I looked at Paul with affection and admiration. His words expressed my own thoughts perfectly. We had let our imagination and superficiality dominate us. This made us forget human feelings and problems. I thought about Mr. Adams and his artificial arm. Even in that case, I had overreacted with my ridiculous suspicions. "Hey, Paul," I said, "I want to celebrate. This adventure is over. I feel relieved. Let's go to the Rainbow and buy an ice cream."
"Okay, Jenny. Good idea."
"Let's call Dana, too," I added, thinking it was the moment to inform her about everything.
"Sure."
We stopped at Dana's house and invited her.